Welcome to the Buckmaster Show for Wednesday, the 12th of October, 2011, the official Columbus Day, for what it's worth. I'm Bill Buckmaster, your host on the Buckmaster Show on KVOI AM 1030. It is Southern Arizona's most powerful news talk station. And of course, our simulcast partners, our friends in Globe and Gila County, listening to the Buckmaster Show on AM 1240 KJAA, and in Douglas and Cochise County, and over in southwestern New Mexico, they listen to the Buckmaster Show on 930 AM KAPR. The Buckmaster Show is always on the World Wide Web at our website, buckmastershow.com. We have live streaming of the show at buckmastershow.com. And you will also see prominently displayed on all of our web pages on buckmastershow.com something called the Buckmaster Show Pledge, the five tenets being, well, listener opinions matter. Respect the audience. It's a forum for ideas. Bring in quality guests. And then informed listeners. Today's lineup, speaking of quality guests, includes a newsmaker interview with State Representative Steve Farley. At half past the hour, Keith Rosenblum will be along. He's the Buckmaster Show contributor on Mexico. He'll give us his take on the Fast and Furious scandal. Then we'll close out the show with downtown entrepreneur Don Martin will be with us. We encourage you to join in the conversation on the Buckmaster Show live line 790-2040 or toll free 1-866-725-4667. You can use the buckmastershow.com website for your emailing questions to us, or you can submit them using our Buckmaster Show Facebook page. We begin this Wednesday afternoon with a newsmaker interview with Steve Farley. Mr. Farley is the Assistant House Minority Leader in the Arizona Legislature. He is from the city of Tucson. He is a Democrat, and he was just selected to receive the 2011 Distinguished Elected Official Award from the Arizona Chapter of the American Planning Association. Steve Farley is the ranking Democrat on the state legislature's Government and Ways and Means Committees, as well as a member of the Transportation Committee. Mr. Farley, Representative Farley, congratulations on that planning award in a state where, well, there's not a lot of planning going on, or hasn't been recently, has there?
Well, thanks so much, Bill, and thanks for having me here. Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, it's so important that we actually plan before we spend our money, so that we spend in a way that actually helps us instead of hurts us. That's why I'm so honored to have gotten that award, and it's a great bunch of people who are doing that work and making our communities better, and they really get that not only do we make places make us. So we have to be careful how we make those places.
And the state normally reacts rather than plans. That's kind of been the history, in recent history.
Anyway. And it hasn't worked out too well for us most of the time. That's part of why we're still struggling through this economy, because we never really diversified our economy away from construction, and we ended up purely going with all the big gains at the time and not planning for the future and doing the rest of it. We need some pretty visionary leadership right now, and people who are willing to make plans that work for us.
And it goes back probably several decades with a lack of planning, maybe even more in the state of Arizona. Speaking of planning, we are planning, and some of us believe, in a light rail system between Tucson and Phoenix, and I know you're a big advocate of that. Does that seem possible today?
It's very possible. ADOT is, in fact, in the middle of a public comment period for their preliminary engineering and alternatives analysis that they're doing to determine where the route of that passenger rail will go to between Phoenix and Tucson. It's key. They got a lot of federal money to be able to do this plan, and we're going to be able to put that into place. And once we have the plan to do it, there are a fair amount of international capital companies that are investing in American transportation infrastructure who may be willing to build and operate it for us, so we don't have to worry about the money that it costs to do it. We can just enjoy the benefits of having another option to get back and forth to Phoenix. And given that 36-car pileup last week.
Yeah, I was going to say, maybe the bullet train will be able to negotiate a dust storm.
There's no question about that. And the projections I've seen is that by 2040, it's going to take somewhere in the neighborhood of 6 hours to get from here to Phoenix.
Really?
And there needs to be some alternatives. If the train can get there in less than an hour, which is some of the projections of what we're doing, as opposed to driving on I-10, braving the pileups and the dust storms for 6 hours, I think that'll be a very attractive option. But we have to work now in order to have that in place when we need it.
I mean, you have been a huge advocate for mass transit. You were one of, really, you were talking about a light rail for Tucson before it became, I don't know, is fashionable the right word?
Yeah, I had plenty of tomatoes thrown my way.
You did, and a lot of people said, nobody, this is never going to happen. And a lot of people say the same thing about a kind of a bullet train between Tucson and Phoenix. But we are going to have light rail in downtown Tucson. Do you think it will be a success? The naysayers say nobody will ride it except some drunken U of A kids on Saturday night.
And we've heard that plenty of times from people all over the country when people have brought
heard
light
it many
rail in
years
their cities.
Ago.
And I've heard it many years ago here in Tucson. Interestingly, it has already been a success, and we're still about 18 months away from paid ridership. The whole project is going to cost about $150 million, and we already have $180 million in private development and construction happening right now within three blocks of the route because the streetcar is coming. That's something that that means hundreds, if not thousands, of jobs down the line in the middle of one of the worst climates for construction and business expansion in history in Arizona. And if you've been downtown recently, if your listeners have been downtown recently, like just last Saturday was the second Saturday's event,
mm-hmm.
tens of thousands of people on the streets going downtown, all these new hip restaurants. Great ice cream at Hub. I don't know if you've been that one.
No, I haven't, but I'd like to try the caramel. I'm a big
salted caramel
great
fan,
stuff. And I understand they have perhaps the best salted caramel ice cream in Arizona.
I agree.
Would be
it's great.
To draw Bill Buckmaster to downtown.
They even have a scotch bacon flavor with real scotch in it.
Well, we had, real scotch.
Real scotch,
ooh, okay.
That's right. Not just from Scotland.
790-2040, 790-2040, if you would like to join in the conversation. Perhaps you're not an advocate of light rail or mass transit. You think it's a big waste of money. Would love to hear from you.
I love to talk to people like that, actually.
Come
it's
on.
Great.
If you think it's a big waste of money, pick up the phone, call Steve Farley and say, I think it's a big waste of money, Farley. We should be spending money in other directions. 790-2040. Where should we be spending our money? And that's one of the questions the state legislature is going to be asking. Is there going to be a rainy day fund?
I think we're going to probably take some of this surplus and put it away somewhere because we're heading towards a major ledge when the 1 cent sales tax expires in 2013. We don't have the money to be able to pay for our schools, to pay for health care, to pay for a whole lot of things that we need to pay for right now. And when it comes to infrastructure, particularly transportation infrastructure, that's one of the best ways of creating good construction jobs in a climate in which there's fewer and fewer construction jobs out there. So we got to create jobs at the same time. The hard part about this surplus that we have now is we've got about a $350 million surplus this year. A lot of the Republicans in the legislature have been around bragging about how they've balanced the budget. In fact, the reason that our surplus is in place is because we did not predict how much additional income taxes we would get from all the people who have had their homes foreclosed upon and now can no longer claim the home mortgage deduction. So if they're bragging about balancing the budget, they're bragging about balancing on the backs of foreclosed homeowners.
Would you be speaking of Senator Al Melvin, who had an op-ed piece in the Arizona Daily Star this week talking about job creation?
Exactly.
Would you take issue with
I would take major issue. I mean, if you want to talk about this Republican majority, you would talk about job destruction. Just look in the healthcare
sector
alone. You're
saying job destruction,
job
not
destruction,
job creation.
Not job creation, job destruction. You look in the healthcare sector alone, where they turned down $1.5 billion a year in federal matching funds for our Medicaid program to be able to cover single childless adults in poverty for their healthcare. That isn't just helping the people, or that isn't just hurting those people who are in poverty. It's also hurting the healthcare sector, which was the only sector of the economy that's been adding jobs in this recession. Now they are struggling. I talked to the CEO of TMC a couple of weeks ago. She just said just one example.
Judy Rich, I believe.
Yeah, Judy Rich. Yeah. One example, a 28-year-old came into the emergency room with no coverage whatsoever because he had just been cut off of Medicaid because of access, because of what the Republicans in the legislature did. He had a brain tumor. So TMC was on the hook for $15,000 a day as long as he was in the hospital. He was in the hospital for a month. And that means that the hospitals are looking into going into debt. They're looking at closing down emergency rooms. They're looking at increasing the cost to our health care insurers, for those of us who do have insurance, and our premiums will go up. So and at the same time, they're laying off people. They're looking at laying off up to 30,000 people in Arizona because of that move of turning down money that was available for us, $1.5 billion that could have been seeding our economy, going to our doctors and nurses, and helping our people in need. That's the type of lack of understanding of economics that's been coming out of this legislature and why they have been destroying jobs, not creating them.
We had Senator Frank Antonori on the program last week, and he was taking issue with the Democrats who say that they were cut out of the budget process and that this budget was passed in the dead of the night. Were Democrats real? Did they ever have really a seat at the table with that last year's budget?
We were banging at the door, but they had it locked as they were smoking their cigars in there, and then they were not allowing us in whatsoever. They weren't even allowing some of their freshman backbenchers in. It was a very small group of senior members in the Republican Party and leadership on both sides.
Very secretive process?
Oh, yeah, very secretive process. I mean, there were freshman members, there were Republicans on the House who were coming to me and saying, you guys know more about it than we do. It was sad. The communication was not working terribly well. I have higher hopes for our new speaker, Andy Tobin. He is a Republican, of course, but I think that he's a guy who has at least told me that he's willing to have a more transparent process, include Democrats, and maybe even get a budget that we can all vote for. I'll believe that when I see it, but we're there, and we've been banging down the door trying to work with the other side. They have been refusing our efforts to do so, but there are so many things in our budget that are nonpartisan, things that we need to get together. We got to put aside this partisan stuff and purely work together for the benefit of our economy. We are in crisis. People are losing their homes. They're losing their health care. They're losing their jobs. We've got to get jobs created. We've got to get it done now. We've got to do it together and put aside our ideological moorings.
Before we take the break, what do you think Paula Aboud, Senator Aboud's, she's been holding these flat tax meetings. And she says they've been very well attended.
Oh, absolutely. Well, this whole flat tax has been just a flat-out crazy idea. The idea being that we want to have a fair, simple tax, and nobody likes to spend all that time during their taxes, so yeah, sure. But when you look at the actual information, if we get rid of our home mortgage deduction, if we get rid of our retirement deduction, if we get rid of all the other deductions that we have currently, what the effect of the flat tax is to dramatically increase the taxes being paid by everyone in the state who earns less than $100,000 a year, so that people earning more than $100,000 a year can get a huge tax break. That's not what we need in this economy right now. It's people earning less than $100,000. It's the middle class who are struggling right now. And to do an ideological flat tax just because it sounds good and hurt the people we need to grow our economy, that just shows they're not on our side.
Steve Farley is with us, Representative Farley, 790-2040, 790-2040. If you'd like to talk with Representative Farley, give us a call. We're going to take a break and hear from the Buckmaster Show lineup of fine sponsors. Stay with us. From antique to contemporary, Persia to Pakistan, Tibet to Turkey, Karimi Oriental Rugs brings the world to Tucson at the corner of East Fort Lowell and Dodge. Owner-operator Amir Karimi personally selects the world's finest exquisite hand-woven rugs. Sale, purchase, wash, repair, restore, and appraise. East Fort Lowell and Dodge for Karimi Oriental Rugs and KarimiOrientalRugs.com. Listed on the National Register of Historic Places and founded by Isabella Greenway, Arizona's first congresswoman, the Arizona Inn is still the standard bearer for luxury hospitality in Midtown Tucson, just minutes from the University of Arizona. Founded in 1930, the Arizona Inn continues to win top honors for hospitality and dining. Travel and Leisure magazine names the Arizona Inn one of the top 500 hotels in the world for 2011. And the Arizona Inn is proud of its AAA four diamond status for both the hotel and dining room. Whether it's for breakfast, lunch, or dinner, or a private event, you can count on Chef Allison's featured seasonal culinary creations to please. The Arizona Inn, a special oasis of hospitality in Midtown Tucson, 2200 East Elm, and on the web at arizonainn.com.
Sierra Shutters and Sun Control is the leader in quality hardwood O'Hare brand shutters in Southern Arizona. 100% customer recommended and satisfied. Sierra Shutters and Sun Control also has the highest quality blinds, shades, and state-of-the-art window tints that really make a difference in keeping your home cooler. Check out their extensive website at sierrasuncontrol.com or give them a call at 292-2212 for a free in-home estimate. With 2 out of 3 people in this country overweight, you're not alone in wanting to shed some pounds. Now you can lose 5 to 15% of your body weight in just 6 weeks using Dr. Gahn's Diet of Hope. The physician-supervised program created by renowned Tucson cardiologist Dietmar Gahn and certified nutrition counselor Elizabeth Gahn. To learn more about Dr. Gahn's Diet of Hope, call 696-DIET or log on to dietofhope.org.
Biro Amore presents Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan pizza using fresh, homemade mozzarella and the finest quality toppings. Taste pizza as it was meant to be at Biro Amore. Casual yet upscale dining with an extensive boutique wine list. Biro Amore in Tucson on North Swan at Camp Lowell, Dove Mountain in Marana, and on the web at viroamorepizza.com. And now in Oro Valley, Noble Hops, the Tucson area's first gastro pub.
Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley is one of Southern Arizona's crown jewels. You will find that the services and amenities offered at Splendido rival those of a fine resort. But what sets Splendido apart is a continuum of health care that allows for a full life today, knowing tomorrow is secure. As a true continuing care retirement community, Splendido offers priority access to on-site assisted living, skilled nursing, and memory support care if ever needed. Find out more at SplendidoAZ.net.
The RTA, delivering our promise to you during the past 5 years, completing over 400 projects, including 5 major roadways and the launch of Sun Express and Sun Shuttle Transit services, with 30 projects underway, including the intersection of Alvernon and Valencium and Camino Seco to Houghton along Speedway Boulevard. Please watch for workers and obey all traffic signs. Your tax dollars create jobs and make travel in our region faster and safer. The RTA, delivering our promise to you.
It's 12:22 on the Buckmaster Show, and we were urging folks to call in on the Buckmaster Show live line who might disagree with Representative Farley, and perhaps we have one at 790-2040. Wayne, you're with Representative Farley. Go ahead.
Yes, thank you, and congratulations, Senator Farley, on your award. I find it really interesting that you talk about being nonpartisan and working together and everything, and yet you come up with stuff like locked door, smoking cigars, you know, characterizing the Republican opposition as cigar-smoking obstructionists. And then you say that the foreclosed homes, the people who lost their homes, that the balanced budget is based on the backs of those people. You know, I think both of those statements are kind of inflammatory and frankly not even true. And, how can you get nonpartisan cooperation with statements and attitudes like that?
Well, I'll tell you, that's a fair point, Wayne, and thank you for calling in, and thanks for your compliment. I think it's important for us to distinguish between going after hard after people's positions and votes and how they have determined to manage the state. And I expect them to go after me just as hard because they have honest disagreements. And the people in the legislature aren't idiots, and they're not there because they're crazy. And I would never say things like that. They're people who honestly believe that they want to serve the public because they think that they have a way that will that give us a better future. And we have honest differences of opinion. The problem I have is that the Republicans in place in the legislature have been there in the House. They've had power for 46 years. In this legislature, a lot of the Republicans I used to work with all the time are people who have been eliminated in their primaries by people much further to the right who are now in place and really don't believe the government has a purpose at all. They would like to see government disappear if at all possible. It's simply taking our money away. I've heard statements like from the Speaker of the House, Kirk Adams, last year, in which he said that every dollar collected in taxes disappears from the economy. If you have any basic understanding of economics, you know that's not true at all. The money gets circulated in our economy, goes to teachers and firefighters and police and nurses. And when you make that kind of statement, it's not really helping us come together to work on that. I will work, and my hand is out, and my door is open to any Republican who wants to work with me on any of these issues.
You're going to make a pledge right now to that.
I've made that pledge constantly. I'm going to continue to make that pledge again. I want to work with people on the other side. And I've worked with a lot of people from other legislatures who are Republicans around the country. It has been different here. And when we have been shut out of the process, it does get frustrating. You do feel a locked door. And when it comes to the balancing the backs on balancing the budget on the backs of the people who've had their homes foreclosed upon, that's not me. That's the Joint Legislative Budget Committee. They issued a report based on where this additional unforeseen income came from, and they themselves said, and I'm happy to send you the document if you want it, that this money came from homeowners who could no longer claim the home mortgage deduction because their homes were foreclosed upon. So this is not inflammatory. It's
and
the
you
truth
would
of
make,
what happened
you
with
would
policy.
Make that document available if someone
absolutely
wanted.
Make it available to anybody who wants it
they
because
could
it comes
call
from
your legislative office and you will email it.
Exactly. And it's important to point out that JLBC is a nonpartisan group that serves both sides and comes up with the budget numbers and does its dispassionate and nonpartisan economic analysis.
790-2040, 790-2040 is the Buckmaster Show live line. We have Representative Steve Farley with us. Representative Farley winning the American Planning Association Award. We thank him and for being with us and congratulate him on that. Now we go to Michael is up next on the Buckmaster Show with Representative Farley. Go ahead, Michael.
Yes, I just think when the... What the Speaker of the House means that every dollar taking that the government takes out of the economy, I think he means that it goes from when the government controls the money, they waste the money, and it's not spent prudently. And I'm sure that's what the Speaker of the House is referring to.
Well, no, and I think that I would much rather that we are all able to keep our money and spend it wisely. But there's some things that we are not willing to spend it on that we can't individually build our transportation system. We can't individually run our prison system. We can't individually run our public schools. We can't individually do all these things we need to do. So we need to be able to collect money from ourselves in order to do these things to help our private sector blossom. And that's the problem is that it isn't just an isolated incident from him. That just sort of summed it up. The idea that any spending by government is disappears from the economy is exactly what I've heard from numerous different people. And it's just completely wrong. And it used to be that there was a basic consensus, even particularly transportation financing.
Yeah, there was a consensus in this state that you had to have roads that weren't with giant potholes
exactly.
Everywhere.
And then it creates roads, and it helps build our economy, and we all benefit, and it's not a partisan issue. And
it was one of the services that people really came to expect, that
exactly.
The state would provide good roads. Okay, James is ready now on the Buckmaster Show live line. Go ahead, James. You're with Representative Steve Farley.
Yes, I would dispute that Representative Farley is willing to work with Republicans in that. I've heard him many times use incredible rhetoric against Republicans, terms like murdering, that Republicans are murderers, they murder education, for instance.
I don't recall ever using that word, and that's not something I've done.
I have video of you saying that Republicans are murderers.
I'd like to see that.
Well, I have that. You're at a debate, and you said Republicans are murderers.
So you're saying he uses inflammatory language?
Oh, it's just like the most horrid stuff you can imagine. So then it's disingenuous that I'm willing to work and to work with the side when you use that kind of rhetoric, sir. So, you know, and so that's what it comes out of. You're being shut out of any discussions on that, it would help to use language which would facilitate bipartisan effort.
I totally agree, James. With you, and I would have to say that I don't actually use words like that, and that's not something that I do.
Going to be very careful with you.
It might mix me up with some other of my inflammatory colleagues.
Steve Farley with us on the Buckmaster Show. We're quickly running out of time. We didn't have time to talk about redistricting. We will get back to that with you, Steve, at another point. Generally, your thoughts on the process? Can you do it in a few seconds?
Well, I'm very thankful we have an independent redistricting commission because we need a group of people who are unconnected with the political process to and make sure that politicians like me have to work for your vote as opposed to just take it for granted. We have a map that needs a little more work. Right now it's got 16 safe Republican districts. We need to take that down to maybe 15 or 14 or even 13 so that everyone has a chance of being able to win this legislature and we can represent the people of Arizona the way we deserve to be represented.
Steve Farley, congratulations on your planning award. Have a great afternoon.
Thank you, Bill.
It's the Buckmaster Show, 30 minutes past the hour. Stay with us. Fast and Furious is coming up after the break.
SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. A woman who was on board Northwest Airlines Flight 253 says she is relieved that the trial of Umar Farouk Abdulmutallab is over. He entered a guilty plea today to 8 charges stemming from his effort to bring down that flight back on Christmas Day of 2009. Some House lawmakers want the Justice Department to provide more information about a law enforcement operation that went wrong, the so-called Fast and Furious gun running program. President Obama says he will not be taking no for an answer when it comes to his jobs bill, even though Senate Republicans have blocked action on that $447 billion plan. On Wall Street, the Dow is up about 146 points, the NASDAQ ahead 35, the S&P better by 18. More details at srnnews.com.
The Arizona sun is intense regardless of the season. That's why you need Sierra Shutters and Sun Control, Southern Arizona's custom shutter specialists and proud supplier of O'Hare Shutters, locally manufactured blinds and state-of-the-art window tints. Our power bills are less after installing Sierra's 100% hardwood shutters and window tints in our home. Call Sierra Shutters and Sun Control 292-2212 or check out their extensive website, sierrasuncontrol.com.
Taste pizza as it was meant to be at Vero More, Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan pizza, topped with the finest, freshest quality ingredients. Enjoy casual yet upscale dining while sampling our extensive boutique wine list. Vero More in Tucson at North Swan and Camp Lowell, Dove Mountain in Marana, and on the web at veromorepizza.com. And now open in Oro Valley, Noble Hops, the Tucson area's first gastro pub.
Since 1959, Assistance League of Tucson has helped thousands of disadvantaged men, women, and children in the Tucson area. Donated items, thrift shop proceeds, volunteer hours, and financial gifts help support our philanthropic programs like Operation School Bell. Your generosity continues to change lives in our community. For more information on how you, too, can make a difference, visit us at AssistanceLeagueTucson.org. Assistance League of Tucson, volunteers working together.
A simple solution to foot and lower back problems could be a top-quality custom-made foot orthotic created by Bob Novak. A certified pedorthist, Bob is the best in Southern Arizona in the creation of the right foot support that your body needs and at a price you can afford. Please give Bob Novak a call, 795-2553, or visit him at Arizona Limb and Brace, Rosemont and Fifth Street. Your feet will thank you every day.
. 12:34 on the Buckmaster Show, and I am Bill Buckmaster, the home of the Buckmaster Show. The Mothership, AM 1030 KVOI, The Voice, and of course our simulcast partners along in Douglas and Globe. Well, subpoenas went out today to the Obama administration over weapons lost amid the Mexican drug war during a gun trafficking operation known as Fast and Furious. In that 2009 operation, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives allowed intermediaries for drug cartels to buy thousands of weapons from Arizona gun stores and then lose track of as many as 2,000 of those guns. Some of those weapons have been recovered at crime scenes in Mexico. Joining us on the Buckmaster Show live line is Keith Rosenblum. He is the Buckmaster Show contributor on Mexico and the border. He writes about the border for several publications, including Inside Tucson Business. He's former senior border reporter for the Arizona Republic and former Sonora correspondent for the Arizona Daily Star. Keith is founder of the website MexLink. Keith, how you doing?
Hi, Bill. I was hoping you would carry on for another 5 minutes with introductions about me.
You wanted basically to me to do the whole 10 minutes about an introduction.
That would actually conceal my inability to give you anything erudite on the topic of Fast and Furious.
I do want your opinion on it. Go ahead. What do you think?
Yikes! I've always thought you're talking to the wrong guy on this because you have to accept the predicate or the premise that the drug war is being fought for the noble reasons and it's the right cause and everything else. Because of course, if you don't, you're going to see all these mutant kinds of things that emerge from it, and this is one. And the part that, to me, is so both vexing and immoral is that we're okay. There used to be in the your newspaper world, you know that there was a saying in newsrooms that something to the effect of 1,000 Africans are equal to 100 Europeans, or equal to 10 Americans, or equal to 1 Tucsonan. And that, what that means is you're going to decide when you're going to write a headline what you actually want to be writing about and how important the value of human life is. So we're getting bent out of shape as a society about an American death of an officer, which is to be bent out of shape about. But in the overall picture, we're still talking about a drug war with tens of thousands of casualties who happen to be Mexicans, but they're still human beings just the same, and such collateral damage that it keeps our social programs in the U.S. all wanting. Once again, you know that my take on this is that the whole thing is an enormous waste of money and of time, and of course, a case like this, it's bound to happen. It's bound to happen, and the only reason it riles us up is because somebody in one of our uniforms was murdered, but I assure you that there's plenty of innocent people worldwide, and especially in Mexico, who have taken the same hit. So how riled up should we get?
Keith, is this getting any kind of play in the Mexican media?
Huge. This has been an issue from one day. There's the same indignant take on it as Representative Issa, I think that's how his name is pronounced, the chairman of the House Oversight and Governmental Reform Committee, that the U.S. government and that a handful of agents in ATF or in other places as well, because this is not a unique to ATF. There's lots of decisions from local PDs on up to the highest level of the federal organizations where these kinds of things really routinely go on. And so in Mexico, this has been covered from day one, as was years ago the Hannigan trial. Do you remember those? Of course, these are lives that have been lost because of the frivolity or the brilliance, or whatever you want to call it, of U.S. policy. And does it represent an intrusion into Mexican sovereign affairs? Of course it does. And does it represent gambling with other people's lives? Of course it does. It would be me making a judgment, Bill, that somehow the people's lives over here where I live on South Aaron Avenue are more important than the lives of people up where you live in Tucson Country Club Estates.
Not quite that high up.
Then everyone else, there must be a mistake on that one point.
Hey, Keith, for those that don't remember, give me the bottom line. What was the Hannigan trials you mentioned?
Oh, my, the Hannigan trial. Well, I was going to mention in the same context as Hannigan, I was also going to mention the Sanctuary Movement. The Hannigans were the ranchers in Cochise County who held on to a couple of Mexican guys and they tortured them or punished them, wherever you want to call it, for intruding. They were illegals. This caused a big furor in Mexico. I'm talking about 20 years ago. I didn't cover it. I think Paul Brinkley Rogers or Howie or Ray Ring, somebody covered that for the Daily Star. And then later on, of course, you have the sanctuary movement where American policies allow people to do, allow our authorities to do sting operations in U.S. churches and to do the, to follow the railroad is what we called it at that time of immigrants from El Salvador and other countries into the U.S. This was a big celebrated case in Tucson, I want to say 15 years ago. You probably covered it or certainly commented on it at KUAT. So this has gotten a lot of publicity from day one. But again, the question is what can you do? You know, you can, there's Mexican Secretary of Foreign Relations, Patricia Espinosa, can send off a letter of protest. But until people, I think at the political level, it's just a bunch of talking heads. Until people march or until there's that kind of grassroots anger, I don't think that anything will change. This kind of policy will, the only bad thing about this policy from a lot of people's standpoint is that it actually came to light.
And, of course, the Fast and Furious was not the first of these operations. The Arizona Daily Star, Tim Steller, did a couple of nice reports about something called Operation Wide Receiver, which now appears to be the precursor to Fast and Furious. So this stuff...
Oh, I was great. That was great to see that. Instead of the, we're so often pan the Star, the local press, for being the first off the... First off, the fax machine with the news relief.
Yeah.
That actually was a great example of enterprise reporting. That was something that nobody knew about, and it was a lot of, it was good to see a kind of resurgence to journalism for a little bit.
And kudos go out to Tim Steller at the Arizona Daily Star. Really nice job on this. So bottom line...
We'll trash talk him in other areas later.
Yeah. So what should we make of all this? So you're saying the whole thing is just...
It's a tragedy within a tragedy, because... We have policies that are uniformly unaccepted in both countries. Insofar as the drug war is concerned, we have in Mexico, you have the good mafia and the bad mafia. The good mafia are the cops, and the bad mafia are all the different cartels. In the U.S., you have a citizenry that's trying to undermine federal policy by legalizing marijuana through a backdoor way anyhow, to call it medical, and we'll come up with whatever excuse we can to have doctors give it to us. But we're decriminalizing, so what we have basically... is what Eisenhower told us we would have, which is the military-industrial complex. But you know, nobody's ready to bow out of this just yet, and so we got a major battle between the government going on and supposedly the bad guys. And then incidents like this are bound to happen. So mark my words, you'll be hearing a lot. You'll be hearing a lot more cases like this. And even if we don't, guess what? They're happening all the time. We just happen to get. Every so often, one finds its way into the public discourse.
You write about business in Sonora. Anything we should be looking for in Inside Tucson Business coming up, Keith, that you'd like to plug?
No. As a matter of fact, I've been working on a lot. There's no shortage of very, very positive and encouraging and, you know, entrepreneurial news from Sonora and from the border. There's nothing that I need to tell you about right now. We'll save that for... a couple weeks from now, but I would encourage people that while they're absorbing all these, nasty little tidbits about Mexico, and to bear in mind that there is something to be said for silent majorities and for the news that you're not hearing about, and that's how ordinary people get up on ordinary days and live fulfilling lives, and everybody wants a good cup of coffee when they get up.
Thank you. Okay. Keith, thank you very much. Keith Rosenblum.
My pleasure, Bill. Thank you.
Keith Rosenblum is the Buckmaster Show contributor on the border in Mexico, and he always gives us kind of a different take on what perhaps you're hearing in the mainstream media, and we like hearing from Keith. Keith Rosenblum on the Buckmaster Show. Don Martin is next on the Buckmaster Show, talking about downtown Tucson, the new science downtown. Mr. Martin will be coming up right after this. This is the Buckmaster Show.
For more than 40 years, Pima Community College has helped our citizens realize their dreams, prepare for meaningful employment, improve their quality of life, and create a better community. We haven't done it alone. Your continuing investment in and support of education has made it possible for us to prepare hundreds of thousands of Southern Arizonans for jobs. Today's Pima Community College students will be tomorrow's firefighters, nurses, police officers, teachers, and small business owners, the backbone of a literate, prosperous, thriving Tucson and Pima County. During these extraordinarily tough times, our funding is in serious jeopardy. And as budgets get even tighter, we'll have to cut back services just when people need us the most. So please support us in our ongoing effort to build a better tomorrow. Help us provide the education and resources that the people of Pima County need today. For more information, contact us at 206-4500 or visit us on the web at pima.edu. Pima Community College, developing our community through learning.
Want to lose weight? You're not alone. 2 out of 3 people in this country are now overweight. Using Dr. Gahn's Diet of Hope, created by renowned cardiologist Dietmar Gahn, you could lose 5 to 15% of your body weight in just 6 weeks. The program teaches proper nutrition and uses no drugs or artificial foods. Most insurance is accepted. To learn more, visit dietofhope.org or call 696-DIET. Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley is a very special place, offering a continuum of health care in a resort atmosphere. Splendido received 2007 Best of 50 Plus Housing Awards from the National Association of Home Builders for overall best continuing care retirement community and interior design. Splendido offers priority access to on-site assisted living, skilled nursing, and memory support care if ever needed. Find out more at splendidoaz.net.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Everyone's piling on big banks nowadays, with good reason. But still, you're skeptical about moving your money. We get it. But let's think about that. If you're worried about convenience, Pyramid Federal Credit Union has local branches and thousands of fee-free ATMs nationwide. If you're worried about service, at Pyramid, you're a member. At big banks, you're a number. There's a difference. And if you're worried about savings, Pyramid Federal Credit Union has better rates and fewer fees than big banks. Like our great low 4.5% APR on new, used, or refinanced vehicle loans with terms up to 60 months. Plus, save another 0.25% with payment options. So Pyramid wins on convenience, service, and savings. If you're still skeptical about moving your money, try us out. Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Improve your financial life. Visit PyramidFCU.com to learn how. 4.5% APR on vehicle loans for a limited time. Restrictions may apply. Membership eligibility required. NCUA insured.
The RTA, delivering our promise to you during the past 5 years, completing over 400 projects, including 5 major roadways and the launch of Sun Express and Sun Shuttle Transit services, with 30 projects underway, including the intersection of Alvernon and Valencium and Camino Seco to Houghton along Speedway Boulevard. Please watch for workers and obey all traffic signs. Your tax dollars create jobs and make travel in our region faster and safer. The RTA, delivering our promise to you.
It's 12:47 on the Buckmaster Show, and I am Bill Buckmaster on AM 1030 KVOI, The Voice. It is Southern Arizona's most powerful news talk station. We are with you live Monday through Friday, noon to 1. And we pretty much cover all of Southern Arizona from one end to the other, thanks to our partners up in Globe listening to us in Gila County and down in Cochise County in Douglas. Well, in less than 2 weeks, an amazing exhibit will be opening up at the new Science Downtown, the exhibit hall in the Rialto block of downtown Tucson that has been home to the King Tut exhibition,
the bodies
exhibition, the Titanic in the past year. It's the beginning of a new relationship with the University of Arizona and a commitment to bring quality science exhibits downtown. This first exhibit, titled Mars and Beyond, the Search for Life on Other Planets, is a partnership with the U of A Department of Science. Joining us now on the Buckmaster Show is Don Martin. Mr. Martin is chairman of the Science Downtown and co-owner of the historic Rialto Block, with the exception of the Rialto Theater. Don Martin, good to see you again.
You too, Bill. It's been a long time.
It's been a long time. We talked many times and on the TV side, and came out to your fine business, Competitive Engineering, which is still doing real well, I guess.
Yes, it is. Thank you.
But let's talk right now about this new Science Downtown. How did this concept come about, Don?
Well, we had, as you said, we had other exhibits downtown. And one day, Fletcher McCusker from Providence, who is really leading the charge for revitalization these days and doing a great job, introduced me to Dean Joaquin Ruiz from the University of Arizona. And Dean said, I want to have a science center downtown. And he said, I want to be a portal to the community. I want this, I want to be able to reach out to the community and share this great science that we do. And I want to do it with you, and I want to do it in that building, and I want to do it now. And so we put our heads together, and we went around and inventoried the assets that they had that the College of Science could put on show, and it's quite extensive. And here we are about 65 days later, and we're going to open for business next Thursday.
Tell me a little bit, and tell our listeners who have not been down, perhaps they did not go to the previous exhibits, tell me a little bit about the physical space itself for Science Downtown.
Well, it's a great building. It was built in 1922. It was constructed directly after the Hotel Congress was built by the same architects. I'm sure people have noticed that that really nice balcony along Congress Street there on the south side of Congress. The building was completely rehabilitated on the downstairs to house the bodies exhibit here almost 2 years ago. And it's a wonderful building with all the historic character still in place, with all new infrastructure, et cetera. This exhibit is going to be very unique in that we have 8 10-foot tall indoor billboards, 3 10 feet by 10 feet long.
Huge.
3 10 feet by 20 feet long, and 2 10 feet by 48 feet long.
Whew. See, was this the Mars and Beyond, was this developed specifically, this exhibit, for Science Downtown?
Absolutely. It is. The exhibition was curated by the University of Arizona's College of Science under the leadership of Dean Joaquin Ruiz.
You have some of the Mars Science Project people involved?
Oh, we have we've had tremendous support by the scientists at the University of Arizona. Dr. Tim Swindle, Dr. Ed Bayshore, Dr. Travis Huxman, Jane Pointer, who was one of the scientists who was in the biosphere.
Yeah, one of the first biospherians.
Her husband, Tabor McCollum, Dr. Peter Smith. Everybody knows Peter.
Oh, yeah.
He's quite
Peter
famous.
Smith.
Dr. Alfred McEwen, also a very famous guy. And Dr. Dante Loretta, who has just been appointed the principal investigator for the OSIRIS-REx mission.
After the unfortunate
loss of Dr. Michael Drake.
Yeah, that was terrible that we lost Dr. Drake. But you've got some heavy hitters from the science community involved, and you've got partners. Also, CenturyLink has stepped up to the plate here.
CenturyLink is our presenting sponsor. They've been great to work with.
Providence
Healthcare, of course, is Fletcher organization.
Jim Click Automotive Team is involved. Yep. Your own company, Competitive Engineering, Nova Home Loans, and Alliance Bank.
Correct. And Madden Media. Kevin Madden with Madden Media. They have been taking care of all of our donating all the media needs, plus providing cash and throwing the VIP reception. They've just been great partners to work with.
Let me ask you a couple of quick questions about bringing downtown back. You've been a big supporter of downtown, and you put your money up front on this. You believe in it. How is it doing right now? We had Representative Steve Farley earlier on the show, and he says, my gosh, that second Saturday event was just, there were thousands of people last week.
They estimated 15,000 people.
Yeah.
My wife and I were down there with three other couples, and we partied all night. They had Congress they had Congress Street closed, and there was just thousands of people streaming up and down Congress Street. The brand-new garage that just opened there at 4th Avenue and Tool is open, and it's super easy to park, and it's very safe. There are a few policemen around. It made everybody feel very comfortable, and there's just a ton going on.
What do you think's driving it?
The private sector. The entrepreneurs that have been down there putting their back to it for years and just not giving up. You know, you've got restaurateurs and bar folks that have been down there for years and years and years, barely surviving, but they stuck and they've been working and they've been making it happen. And we've had over a dozen restaurants open downtown in that small downtown of ours in the last 2 years.
We had Janos Wilder on our show here on the Buckmaster Show on Friday, and I believe I'm quoting Janos right, but he said we've really reached what he called kind of a tipping point downtown, where we really have now, we are on the upside of making things happen down
Absolutely.
There.
Just go down there any Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday for that matter, and you'll see the difference. 2 years ago, it was a very lonely place, but today there's people of all walks of life, all ages, and people are having fun and having a good time, and it's game on.
How difficult was it, this rehabilitation of that 1922 circa building?
Oh, it was easy.
Was that just a weekend project for you, Don Martin? You and a couple of your buddies got together and wore hard hats, and hey, we can do this in 1 weekend.
bodies came to us, and this building had not seen any love since it was built in 1922. And bodies came to us, and they said for their exhibit, and they said, "We've got some good news, and we've got some bad news. Good news is we want to rent your building. Bad news is we want it in 75 days, and it has to be totally rehabilitated." So it was a good time in the industry in that everybody was, there was a lot of people out there looking for work. So we literally formed our own construction company and completely rebuilt that building, totally new foundation, wrapped all of the beams with steel, all new HVAC, power, et cetera, in 75 days.
Wow. Science downtown.
And I want to say that the city was great to work with. The folks in the permitting department, you hear a lot of pushback.
You hear a lot of negative stuff about
But I'll tell you,
it's not a business-friendly community.
Well, they got behind us on that project and really did a great job.
What's the future now of Science Downtown? This exhibit will be up, Don Martin, for how long?
Well, this is
kind of open-ended at this point?
This is a permanent exhibit.
Oh, it's permanent.
Science Downtown is a permanent exhibition hall.
But
Mars. Beyond is scheduled to run 1 year.
Okay, Mars and Beyond, 1 year. And then I guess you're probably looking ahead after Mars, looking around what exhibits might be available?
Right, but I'm not going to tell you.
Oh, come on.
You're going to have to wait and see.
Okay, Don Martin of Science Downtown. Now, you have a website, sciencedowntown.org, and I guess the grand opening is October 22nd?
That's correct, Saturday, October 22nd. And you can go online right now and buy your tickets, and if you do, you get a $3 off on each ticket.
And what are the ticket prices, do you recall?
They're $18 for an adult, $14 for seniors, students, military, $10 for kids, and if you're in a wheelchair and disabled, it's free.
Okay, and I do want to mention your name was mentioned in the paper today. That's not always a good thing, is it?
I love it.
About the Downtown Tucson Initiative, this is a plan that some folks have gotten together, believe it would spur development by waiving development and impact fees, property taxes, and even sales tax for businesses in the district. And Fletcher McCusker is involved with this. You're involved with this. You think it's a good deal?
Well, I think it's important that we do everything we can to support revitalization. And that's really it in a nutshell. We want to move downtown forward as fast as we can. We'll be very totally transparent. We want accountability. We want responsibility, and we want to get it done. And we think that the more people, especially the private sector, that get involved and get organized and try to drive the right kind of legislature and the right kind of controls and the right kind of leadership. You know, in the past, we've wasted tens of millions of dollars on outside organizations from outside our state coming in here, putting together plans that go on a shelf and don't go anywhere. And we are action-oriented. We want to work with our community. We want to figure this thing out together, and we want to get it done.
Just time frame. When did you first get interested in downtown? How many years ago was
it? Almost 10 years ago.
It was about 10 years ago.
2001, yeah.
And right, just when kind of Rio Nuevo was getting going.
That's great.
But, and so 10 years later, you're really seeing very positive results as far as you're concerned.
That's right. And I can't believe it took this long. And if I'd known it was going to take this long, I probably never would have gotten involved. So I'm glad I didn't. But I love it. I love it. And, you know, that the day that we invested in that block, we put it in our children's fund. And we want to be those guys that, you know, my great-great-grandkids talk about and say, 100 years ago, my great-great-granddaddy, Don Martin, and his wife, Charlotte Huang, bought this building, you know, blah, blah, blah.
And blah, blah, blah. Okay, it's www.sciencedowntown.org. Tickets are now on sale. The grand opening is October 22nd. As Mr. Martin pointed out, you will get a $3 discount if you go online right now and get your tickets. Don Martin, thanks a lot. Congratulations on Science Downtown and the new exhibit on Mars.
Thanks to you, Bill. It's great to see you again.
Thank you very much. The Buckmaster Show brought to you in part by Flowers, Rieger & Associates Certified Public Accountants, 2919 East Broadway, and on the web at flowersrieger.com. That's going to do it today for the Wednesday edition of the Buckmaster Show, and I hope you had a good time listening, and we urge you to be back with us live tomorrow noon to 1 on KVOI AM 1030. The Voice. We'll see you. Have a great afternoon.
KVOI, Cortero, Tucson. 930 KAPR Douglas. And 1240 KJAA Globe, the Voice Radio Network.